Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
Is there any sort of repercussions for any of this, especially, you know, like the doctor here, Sally Smith? I know she just retired the other year. She's really kind of been off the radar. She hasn't been charged. She settled with the family. But again, look at the damage this person did. Is there any way to go after this? Or this is something where we just need to really systematically fix the system in general because the damage has already been done. Let's stop doing it.
Okay, so let's just go back a little bit. When we think about law enforcement officers who have been accused of killing someone who was could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that all this is the case in every single one. Okay. Sure. They've been charged, mm-hmm. right? Criminally charged.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, one of the experts, and I'm not going to tell you who it was in the Maya trial, says, let me tell you something. You guys are all going around the wrong way. You need to go after the hospitals. You need to go after the doctors. You need to go after the departments. That's where you need to go. You need to sue them. So Maya's trial has opened up an opening, because I believe she's going to win. Mm-hmm. And that's going to open up for more of these lawsuits to come into play. And what this will do are those individuals that are diagnosing these parents with Munchausen's by proxy disorder are going to be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb. Because why? When these lawsuits start coming, these guys are going to start hiding and they're going to start stopping. And I think that's what's going to happen. And you got to hit them where it hurts. And that's right in the pocketbook.
How difficult is it to diagnose someone with a disorder like Munchausen by proxy? That can't be just I stopped into the doctor this afternoon and I have Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you that, speak from to that. But what I all I can do is tell you what I do know. Mm-hmm. And that is, if there's this repetitive child who has been reported being sick over and over again, and every time they're back into their mother's care, the child then comes up either with a new one or another type of disorder, or could be poisoning. And then there's this real attachment, like this very protectiveness. They don't want to have anybody around the child because they want to keep everything in control. Mm-hmm. There are those mothers that are doing that, and they're doing it for attention.
Yeah.
So you have to have someone. I think that there needs to be an accountability system where you've got other doctors who are unassociated with the similar groups, and you have varying opinion before you go ahead and make that kind of a diagnosis. But when you've got these collaborative groups that are in bed together, mm-hmm. they're not going to go against one another. They're not going to do it. They've already formed their team. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, is these unexplained illnesses we saw, I can't remember what the name of the Netflix was, where the one mother was stating that her daughter could not walk. She was paralyzed. Yeah. I think you saw that one.
Yeah, the Dee Dee Blanchard case in Springfield, Missouri.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and then she could walk. But this is what we've got a problem with in that case, are these Stockholm Syndrome cases. Mm-hmm. So that particular case, I think it was a Stockholm Syndrome. because, you know, they're, and that kind of takes us to another case, right? Where we're dealing with the boy in the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, and it's kind of, they're related, but different, where these kids tend to think fondly of those persons that are their capturers.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that also with the testimony in the boy in the box.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch. And I think also ultimately disturbing to see how many other cases this now brings to light and things that make people uncomfortable, realizing these sort of things are going on right under our noses everywhere. This is not, I think, isolated just to this one incident in Johns Hopkins.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to tell you, this expert that I spoke with said to us, rule number one, do not take them to more than four doctors.
Good to know for any mom and dad out there.
So don't go to, he says also, don't take them to a research hospital, because I think that there's something very odd going on here, which is where the Sally's, this Dr. Smith thing comes in, is that were they doing this questionable? It's, this is only hypothetical for further research. Were they removing the parents away from the child away from the parents so that they had full control? And they were actually doing stuff to her, like they would put a porta potty next to the bed to see if she could get out and go on her own, to see if she was faking it. Because that was what Dr. Smith was saying, is that she was faking it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was, is that, you know, if her phone, she had her cell phone, if it was too far away, was she able to reach it? So they were actually doing these games, like the game playing with this kid. And you think about that, that in itself is abusive.
It is.
It's abusive power.
Mom can't go in there and pray with her daughter, but we can play mental games just to see what she's going to do. Like she's an animal in a cage.
You know, this doctor expert's advice was stay away from those types of hospitals. And I know a lot of parents, and I hope that parents do hear this, is that just be really aware, not when you're, if your child is really sick, you have to be just really cognizant of what you're doing. And you have to document everything.
Yeah.
Because all that you need is this one diagnosis. And one of the other experts that testified said that once you have that diagnosis, it is a lifelong thing. You will never get it removed, ever. In fact, my friend of mine, they'll say, oh, there's that crazy lady, the Munchausen's lady. There, and everywhere she goes, she is being judged by other people based on what this Dr. Smith, or excuse me, what this association had said, this firm here in Orlando had labeled her, and she doesn't have, in fact, she had four different other doctors that all analyzed her, and there's nowhere there was a diagnosis of her having Munchausen's by proxy disorder, because in fact, experts even testified that she didn't have it. Yet, you had one person of influence that said that she did out of five. So and it goes, who is the one that's sleeping with the judges?
Yeah, I mean, it is horrifying. This whole thing is just a horrifying case that brings so much to light that especially it breaks trust in areas and institutions that we take for granted. And I think that's what makes it even scarier is, wow, the places that we thought we were more safe, not so much all the time.
One of the things that you asked me is what can they do? And the thing is, document everything and then file it through the psychological board. Take it to the board.
And that's one of the big things.
They have to be investigated by law. So you get enough of those, that person's name is going to keep coming up, or that firm's going to keep coming up. Mm-hmm. And then that's when people start going in and they're starting to look. But when a mother was not given the opportunity to raise that child, to be a mom, which is what these moms wanted to be, was to be a mom, right? And they thought they were doing everything that was right. And then to have their children literally ripped out of their arms, it's like you can't even wrap your head around it.
No.
And it causes, you know, like with Maya's mom, she committed suicide.
Yeah.
You know, I hear these kind of cases where the legal system and psychologists are making decisions that they should not be involved in when it comes to family. Now, keep in mind, there are a lot of some really bad parenting going on, and there is abuse going on, but there is not a lot of good training. And if you think about it, psychology and psychiatry is really, it's not a proven science. It's not like a medical diagnosis with diagnostic testing or brain scanning or blood test. It really, in a sense, it kind of falls into the pseudoscience category. And because it's all self-reporting, you know, you have certain symptoms, et cetera, and then they're trying to come up with what the diagnosis is. And that's one of the things that I loved about Dr. Amen from the Amen Clinic. He said, you know, the one thing about psychiatry is there's no diagnostic test that proves that there's something going on with the brain that is causing a lot of these other types of psychological issues or medical problems, right?
Sure.
They do the brain PETs. They do those scans so they can see what part of the brain is toxic or damaged, and so that they can treat the brain so that treats the body. Mm-hmm. I love that approach. I think that that's where we need to be going. When we're not, what we're doing is we're relying on people's opinion. Mm-hmm. There is no fact to it. It's just opinion. And it falls into the area of subjective and not objective analysis.
And it's extremely scary when the people who are making and giving those opinions are not very well trained.
No, exactly.
That's the terrifying part.
Or their egos get in the way.
Yes.
Or money or power gets in the way.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.